In Iran, opposition demonstrators staged rallies in Tehran and other major cities today. Government security forces clubbed and tear-gassed marchers in response. There were reports of several arrests, and according to one Iranian news agency, one person was killed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hailed what she called the Iranian protesters' courage. She also said Iranians deserve the same rights being exercised now by Egyptians. Mrs. Clinton's comments came as the U.S. State Department began to send Twitter messages to Iranians in Farsi in support of the opposition struggle. We spoke earlier with a protester in Tehran who uses the pseudonym Behzad. He had just returned from today's demonstrations.
Of course, we were very scared because there were guards and regular police force. We had the militia with clubs and with cables in their hands. Then we also met anti-riot guards. Most of the people, they just walked silently towards Freedom Square, and eventually the people became a lot. I mean, we grew. People were just coming in and joining us from different streets, but there were no chanting, no slogans, no chanting. And then the guards on the motorbikes, they just ran us down in the sidewalks, and they started beating us up. However, with every attack, we regrouped and just continue our walk, and until we got to the Revolution Square, where there was a lot of beating up, and then that was when people started to chant, "Death to the dictator, our God is great." Then there was lots of street fights, and people tried to defend themselves, but there were not many things to defend ourselves with. So they started to shoot us with plastic guns, and they had paint guns, which they would hit the head with the paint gun, and they're shooting straight to the face. By the time I got near Freedom Square, I was just totally exhausted, and I was a bit beaten up, not much.
What was the nature of your own wounds? What happened there?
What happened was there was a very young girl just walking next to me, and then they just ran her down, and they started beating the hell out of her. So I grabbed her, and I took her to a restaurant, tried to calm her down, and these moments were really, really scary, and I tried to just keep my calm and just walk without running, because if they see you running, they will just come after you. Another very, very sick thing that I saw was that the militia had brought very young children, like 15 or 16 years old, and they would give them clubs to beat people up. In their eyes, they were just hate.
The young woman who was with you in the protests, who you said was severely beaten, the woman who was right next to you, what had she done to draw the attention of the forces?
She had a green cloth on her wrist, and the movement has been called the Green Movement. So any green sign makes these people nervous, and she was running.
Was she okay in the end? Did she survive?
At the end, yes. I found her brother, and I handed her over, but she was saying, I mean, she was very defiant. I mean, I told her, I said, "Look, you are much more braver than I am." And there were many, many women in the demonstration. Here, the women are running the show. But she was going back. That was another thing.
You mean to continue to protest?
Yeah, she was going back to the demonstrations again.
You didn't say too much about what you sustained. How are you?
I'm okay. Just on my left leg, one of these guards ran towards me, and I just stood still, but he ran behind me and hit me. But it's okay. I'm walking fine.
By the way, Behzad, and we should say again, this is a pseudonym that we're using to help protect your identity. When he ran toward you, I realized that it probably happened in a flash, but did he say anything?
Well, they were actually swearing dirty words, and they just want to scare you. That's it so far, I mean, before they start shooting.
That was an Iranian activist who uses the pseudonym Behzad. He took part in today's opposition demonstrations in Tehran. Our web team is seeing a lot of online conversations about Iran today. They've posted the activity, including live updates from Twitter, at theworld.org.